You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Hey, welcome to the After Horror Podcast with me, Paul.
Me, Mike.
Me, Jim.
And me, Dan.
This week, we talk far too much about June. We also discuss Dan's tiny little feet. And we have some quite controversial Hitler opinions, if I'm honest. Enjoy. Or don't. I'm not your dad. Do what you want.
It's not true about penis size and feet, by the way.
So boys, what have we been up to?
Dan, you've been getting swole.
Not swole, just trying to...
Your arms are bigger than mine now.
Be quiet.
No, they are. They absolutely fucking are.
Fucking God.
They fucking... Your arms are bigger than mine now.
I can vouch that they're actually fucking solid.
They're massive. Yeah.
Do you want me to flex?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I'm hard.
Didn't get a picture of that. I'm sure that if someone flexes their bicep, you have to take a picture. Right?
Yeah. It's usually you in the gym mirror by yourself.
I'm just behind Dan.
Popping out.
I just follow Dan around the gym, taking his pictures and his videos for him.
Yeah.
Can you send them to me?
No. Told you, private.
Dan just puts Paul in his backpack and Yoda.
And also all my only... your only fan subscribers.
Paul is my tripod. Like, where everyone else is setting their tripods up in the gym, I set my Paul up.
That's my nickname. The tripod.
Yeah. Dan is increasingly looking like John Cena, and it is... I'm loving it.
I'm trying.
He actually is, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing in my mind.
100%.
It is a good thing.
You need to do that, Joel, and I'll collar your ear up for you.
No. That sounds like it hurts. And it's never the same. Like, I'm a side sleeper, so I don't know how that's going to affect.
Nice cushion.
Okay.
Nice.
That's quite solid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt it?
No, I've never felt your cauliflower ear.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that.
You've asked me to feel it. I refuse to because... It'll creep me out.
It's not going to stop a feeling, it, mate. You are going to, you know, I'm going to finish you off.
Yeah, it's fucking rock hard.
I'm courteous. Solid. What now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's called trying.
So, Michael.
Fucking, all right.
What have you been up to?
having flashbacks. Yeah. For the second time in a row in this podcast, having weird flashbacks to my childhood and freaking out. That was cut out of last time's episode, but there was a bit where we had to stop because I fully disassociated. It was trauma for me, but very funny for everyone else.
It was 50-50 whether it stayed in or not. you said cut it, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
I want to just pop it.
There was some pretty dark stuff I think I spoke about. I saw June 2. I went to the cinema. Oh. Saw June 2. It's fucking great.
That's better than great.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There's no words.
I really want Hollywood to just keep making June films because I want to see the giant worm man.
Did anyone get tempted to buy the third June novel? Because I did.
What? No. Because the June books are like, they span millennia.
Yeah.
Can I spoil the ending of one of the last books for you? Because it's not really...
For me, yes.
Okay. if you don't want spoilers for a 40-year-old book...
I mean, it's like saying don't spoil The Hobbit. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So basically, and this was the thing that I was like, so I watched a timeline of like the complete timeline, and there's all this stuff about the... Because I was like, why aren't there any computers? And then I found out why there's no computers. I was like, fuck, that's amazing.
It's so deep.
There's no computers because AI got to the point where it became self-aware and then enslaved all of humanity for like hundreds of years. And then a small sect of humans were like, fuck this. And then made another AI that overpowered them all, became the Omega. And then that tried to fucking kill everyone.
I want that story.
Well, we'll get it.
Yeah, it's coming.
If Zendaya keeps getting out robo boobies on the red carpet, she wore like a C-3PO thing, but they had windows for her nips.
What? Just on display there.
Yeah.
No, I think
that not was, on not during June during the red carpet.
I definitely saw no nipples during June. No.
but basically, you know how like people who are really into Lord of the Rings, when you watch like Lord of the Rings, you're like, oh, well, this is this and this is this and this. Yeah. You can do that with Dune. Everything is every single character's got this fucking ridiculous backstory
and spin-off
you're like,
books.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, actually, this person, like, there's a throwaway sentence with one of the Bene Gesserit who's like, I've ensured it's a girl, and you're like, oh, okay, and then you or I spend 45 minutes watching a video on who are the Bene Gesserit and what do they do, and going, oh, they can just choose a baby's gender at will, and they can like. They've got full control over their bodies, and by full control, I mean on a genetic level, they can just be like, "Oh, I'm poisoned."
So they don't scientifically train; like, they can just
no, because through years of training and like,
There's a lot of religious sort of stuff.
Yeah, but anyway, the end of the books. This is literally. Well, you asked me what I've been doing. I've been watching lore videos about June, and playing gigs, which is my life. At the end, there's a couple of surviving characters, not from this, because we're talking millennia. Although one of Paul Atreides' kids does live for over 3,000 years because he becomes part worm. Amazing. A couple of surviving...
Do you guys know who these characters are?
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, you know Paul Atreides?
Yeah, I know Paul Atreides, yeah.
Yeah, so he has a
the
son.
The Bene Gesserit are an order of, like...
Witches.
Witches, yeah.
Yeah. Who have been, like, the from the start, zealots. They've been trying to control everything.
Just for listeners, like the June thing hasn't like I'm not sold on it yet. I haven't been bitten by that bug.
I really wasn't. And then I don't know something about. I watched the first film and I was like, cool. And then,
I think I watched the first one twice and I'm still like.
Did you see it at the cinema? Because that really, really, really
it's
is
fucking good.
An experience.
Yeah,
yeah.
The sound and the it's just so fucking epic.
Mm-hmm.
I literally jumped in the cinema for some of the sound quality in it.
Mm-hmm.
And things going fast.
Oh, yeah.
100-foot images.
And so, and it's Paul, a sound.
And right? Paul's creeping along. Like, the rose, it goes, blah!
Just as an aside, did you guys see the special popcorn buckets
in
America?
They did them here too.
Did they?
Yeah.
So the hang on, Dan. I will show you what the you've been single for a while. June 2 popcorn buckets because you might want to. Sorry, they're selling for £150.
Yeah, because they ran out of cinema.
Is that, oh, no, I'm not, they look like that, Dan. It's just a sandworm, isn't it, mate? It's just a sandworm. It's definitely not anything else.
Well, I don't know because George Lucas called it the Sarlacc pit.
And then he made that movie.
Yeah, you know the one set on the desert planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need £150.
Hello, working. I'd like.
Just get a fleshlight.
Hello, I'd like a buttered popcorn, please. Hold the popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Extra butter.
So now we found out that when he comes, Dan sounds like Dracula. Blah.
Dan's the only one trying to pull the dick in the popcorn trick from the top.
Why's no one sucking me off? Anyway, so the characters, some of the surviving characters from like millennia, like so no one, a couple of people related to people in these two films, but they basically escape a complete totalitarian control of the universe. They escape to like a parallel universe and they literally meet Frank and Iris Herbert.
Huh.
Who basically go, yeah, you're outside of the story now. Whatever you do, we have no control over. And it was basically Frank knew he was dying and he was like, the characters are beyond me now. Huh. Then go and do what they want. Really, you know I'm fucking a big old wanker for a fourth wall break. So I was just like, oh my God. Yeah, fucking incredible.
I'm in for these films for life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they can keep making these for the rest of my life and I'm watching them.
I watched June 25.
Yeah. Same.
Year 804 of Leto the Atreides, God Emperor of Dune, being a worm man.
I mean,
I
said that about the Marvel films, like when they came out. So be careful what you wish for.
That's true, because I really like the first two Pirates films too. Then look what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, although I don't think Villeneuve is the kind of person that would make endless films of the same thing. You look at his back catalogue, it's so varied.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'd probably say, guys, I'm not doing that anymore.
Dead.
Dune that anymore.
You didn't even emphasise that enough.
Dune that anymore.
Yeah, I heard. Like, I heard.
Do you want me to do it in a Scottish
time?
Accent, guys? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing it.
So, should we ease off the Dune talk? anyone else done anything?
Chill. Binged the Rookie first two seasons.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, fucking love that show. Yeah, not much else apart from seeing Dune. That was going to be my other point. Dan.
Not seeing June.
Yeah. Wait, what? You didn't see June. No.
Just Jim in it. Yeah. Just, yeah.
And how is he?
He's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. He's a gentle lover.
Yeah. He works me hard. Works me hard.
We've still got to have a gym day, but now I'm scared.
You should
be. You're too swole.
You should be.
So. Yeah. I do it with cardio. I go on the Stairmaster as punishment.
No chance.
Half an hour today.
Nope.
Yeah, it was bad times.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have it on the slowest speed and maybe make it about a minute.
The thing is with cardio, it goes like this. I don't want to go running. Get out of the car. Start running. I hate this. I can't breathe. I've only got 20 feet. Okay, it's not that bad now. It's all right. It's good. Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm dying. And that's how it goes.
I never get to that. Oh, it's all right.
You break through that first.
I'm constantly pushing through a wall when it comes to cardio.
So allegedly, what that wall is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because some dude told me who like used to do long distance running when I worked office jobs, like that wall you hit is basically your body switching from the energy that's like just available, the glucose in your system, to burning the fat reserves in you, and that's why you're like, fucking hell, I can't do that. And then you get your second wind. Your second wind is just your body kind of changing the fuel system.
Yeah, you just kind of get used to it. You get into a rhythm, and you sort of think.
I watch anime and like wrestling. I'll just put it on and be like, right. And I kind of set myself, especially I'm watching wrestling, I'm like, right, if they can do what they're doing for 45 minutes, I can walk on some stairs. And then I just kind of go, and kind of disassociate while I'm watching wrestling.
To be fair, I'm there for 2 hours, but just I don't do any cardio. I'm just constantly lifting things and putting it back down again.
Get fair? There, have a coffee for 30 minutes. Get in the gym.
Sit down.
Mate. Go out, have a coffee for 30
get
minutes.
Get in the shower before. Get in the shower off, like during. In the shower afterwards.
Change costume.
I've been kicked out of 3 gyms for taking fucking weight benches in the toilet.
I can barely put my socks on in the morning.
I've switched that now.
What socks?
Only one of them.
No, I've got the same socks on that I was literally born in practically. In my little booties. I forgot my point now.
Do you know what? I've never seen your feet. They could be tiny. Just tiny little baby feet.
I've got like normal size trainers, but
just in the encrocheted little booties. Baubles.
I'm a big lifting boy.
You see me at the gym, I'm like that.
Leg extensions. Thank you.
Nice. Let's do this quick. I made drawers, went to the cinema. The other night I watched Lisa Frankenstein. Don't bother.
Oh, really?
What's it about?
Oh my God, it's fucking... It's like if you think of Tim Burton film.
Not interested.
So if you think of...
No, thank you.
If you think of Beetlejuice crossed with Edward Scissorhands...
They're two good films, though.
They're both Tim Burton.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, ironically. But they're actually two good films.
I actually didn't think Beetlejuice was that good last time I saw it. I went to the cinema when it was out.
I watched it fairly recently.
I was a bit bored.
The nostalgia was still there for me.
Yeah, but Beetlejuice only in for like 10 minutes.
Is it? Yeah. Not as long as you remember as a kid, that's for sure.
I think it is only actually 15 minutes on screen. Or is it 20 minutes? Something like that. It's really very little. I think it's one of the shortest on-screen appearances of a title character.
Check that out for some general knowledge.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just not very good, frankly. It's just a rip-off of Tim Burton.
Oh.
But I tell you what wasn't a rip-off of Tim Burton.
Yeah?
June 2.
Evil Dead Trap.
Oh, that's
just
clever.
Pulled that out like that.
That was really good. That was excellent stuff.
Otherwise known as Shiryo no Wana.
Nice.
Bless you.
I say nice. Anyone who's Japanese.
Yeah, I just murdered your language.
What did he say?
Do you want me to try my best Japanese announcer voice? Let's have a look.
Yeah, the literal translation is Trap of the Dead Spirits.
Where is it? There is an accent over the O, but I couldn't write it down.
Shiryu no Wana.
There you go. Thank you.
That will do. That's better than chewing my cup. I can't even the fuck cheers it.
Murky Bo Coop.
It is a nice language. Like,
oh, it is. I love it.
I love listening to it. I obviously don't understand a word they say.
I tried to learn it once. I thought I might try to learn it once.
I did. I must have done the same thing. Hell.
I've learned.
I give
stop.
Up real quick.
I've learned stop, hello, hey everyone, is that meat, and straw hat.
Is that meat?
Yeah.
That's a handy one.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've picked these up from just watching.
Literally watching One Piece, yeah. Oh, Kaizoku Oni, which means King of the Pirates. So, like, I'm set, basically.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You're in a ramen bar, you're like, King of the Pirates! Times two. You are my mortal enemy. Times three. Hi, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Four times. Yeah.
On the side.
So this was our pick from the lovely Devon.
It was?
Yes.
Thank you, Devon. It was a fun film.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I had a good time. It's obviously got a lot of influences. I don't know much about the director.
Me either.
Do we know about the budget and all that?
Yes, I couldn't find it.
Okay, maybe because it was in yen.
Yeah, probably.
Too many zeros to be able to.
170 million yen.
£5.50.
I wouldn't have even said it that
much.
Yeah,
I was about to say the blood effects were definitely like
very low budget.
All bad, yeah. Although that eye bit.
Oh, don't. That you said about you had childhood trauma, that bit brings up childhood trauma.
Fucking eyes, man. I hate it.
Oh, no. I have a genuine irrational fear of coat hangers because of that.
Right.
Because of my...
That's not irrational. Coat hangers are dangerous.
Yeah, no, my mum got a coat hanger through her eyelid.
Yeah,
in front of me when I was about 6 years old. And ever since then, I'm paranoid as fucking hate eyes.
Yeah, I can't. But, yeah. Fulci can fuck off. Dario Argento can fuck off.
Yeah.
And now this guy can fuck off.
Yeah.
I hate.
I don't fucking
hate
like
eyes.
Giallos. Sorry.
Do you not?
Nah.
You not like Suspiria?
Nah. It was all right.
I tell you what. I rewatched it again with someone a couple of months ago, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. And visually, I still agree, it's fucking amazing. But that soundtrack, and it's the same problem I have with the soundtrack of this. Because a lot of people lauded the soundtrack.
I got really annoyed with the soundtrack.
Oh, that fucking annoyed
me. It sounded exactly like it reminded me a lot of the Fright Night score.
It's like they had
but
one
not
track.
Just that one bit. That
they had 7 minutes of music that they were like, we need to stretch this out.
Yeah. But it wasn't even in 4/4. I think it was in like 3 beats or something.
Fucking yeah.
So let's just explain the film a little bit while we're
yes, please.
Talking about it. So this is as far as I can.
Yeah,
out,
exactly.
Okay? So we've got like a news team, or like they've got a TV show, a popular TV show. But like the
it's for people who can't sleep.
Yeah, the ratings are dropping. Obviously, people are getting more sleep now. And they get sent videos, like people send things in and they play it and they joke about it or whatever. And they get this video, it's like showing people getting tortured and fucking cut up and shit. And it turns out it looks exactly like the host of this show.
Nami.
So they're like, oh, well, I know where that is, that dilapidated factory. And that looks exactly like me. Let's go there.
Mm.
So off they go.
Yeah. And then you'll never guess what. It was a trap.
Yeah,
an evil dead trap, if you will.
Shiryu no one.
Yeah. So be prepared to do that every time.
Okay, so lovely slasher film, bit sorry, couple of times, love it, very good, absolutely fucking bonkers third act.
Yeah.
What a fun fucking time.
Yeah, it was really good.
I like the deaths in it. Like some of the kills were really good.
And I know it's Japanese, so we have to kind of go, well, that's just kind of, unfortunately, the culture. But the scene in the car
made me deeply
fucking
uncomfortable. It went on for ages.
Far too long.
And it was like...
And it was unnecessary.
Yeah. It was really reveling in itself. Because it was like, oh, look at this. This is happening to this person. Isn't this grisly? And you're like, yeah, but it is also like, sexual assault.
Yeah. Like the fullest of sexual assault.
Yeah. 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 So that, yeah, that was...
Yeah, this...
And then as if make it like... And it was like such... That's like such a teenager, right? And I know, Japan, especially in the fucking 80s, was a completely different world. But like, oh, and then she gets hung by her noose, and you're like, Jesus Christ!
Oh, what, an umbilical cord?
Cut some fucking slack.
No, this is the wire.
Oh,
yeah, this is the wire noose.
Oh, that.
I mean, ironically, that's probably my favourite death scene because it's the most genuine look. Like she gets dragged over that car.
Yeah.
Just throwing this fact here. They used porn stars.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Well, the woman who played Ray, this is the only fact I know about this film, and I'll get into that. The woman who played Ray was originally supposed to play Nami, but the director was like, she doesn't have the range, because she's quite popular. She was like a star at the time. And they were like, oh, this is star power. We'll bring her in. We'll bring people in. And the director was like, she hasn't got the chops to do what Nami did. So they made her
Ray. Is that Japanese for...
No. Oh. She hasn't got the acting chops, not the breasticles. I like Nami as a character.
I thought she was really cool. I thought she was gutsy as hell. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I struggled. Like, just the general characters. No one stood out to me. They're all meh.
Nami was a fashion icon as well. Every look was like...
Yeah, they were just cannon fodder, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but still, like, there was just nothing for me to grab hold of and like get me invested in the film other than the death scenes.
The kills were really fucking good, I thought, some of them. I like the eye bit. I thought that was really...
Ooh, yeah, no, as I say, just weird childhood trauma that... Oh, yeah, to this day, 40 years I've had that.
And generally, I think it was shot really well. It was like... It wasn't shot like an 80s film. Do you know what I mean? It was shot like kind of an arty sort of...
Yeah, it was a bit arty. I mean, it's Japan in the 80s. You know what I mean? You've got to put your head in that mindset sort of thing.
Just business suits. So, like, women are wearing business suits and the guys are wearing, like, what I'm wearing, a T-shirt and tracksuit bottoms.
Although I was wondering, was that a genuine bird getting eaten by a crocodile at the start?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
I would have thought so.
Plenty of footage of that.
Yeah, probably.
Although, you know, didn't have the internet in the 80s.
So... As you guys know, one of the ways that I research is I'll go onto YouTube and I'll type in blah blah explained blah blah review and I'll watch, you know, a couple of sometimes hours going into deep dives. Fuck me, the YouTube review community on this was some of the cringiest, low budget, got nothing to say reviews I've ever watched, and I watched three different ones.
Is he trying to be that? Who's that fat film critic with the ginger hair?
Oh, him, yeah.
Who?
I can't remember his name. He's famous as fuck, and he ended up having so much power over like whether a film flopped or not.
We're talking about Robert E.
No, not Robert E. He's a fat ginger
Mark Kermode.
No,
an American
fat
guy.
Fat ginger guy.
Ain't it cool?
Yeah, is it? Yeah,
he movie Bob.
It. No, what the fuck's his name?
He was in The Faculty.
Yeah, he was in loads of films, because they had to start putting him in the film so he wouldn't kill him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
The only famous American movie critics I know is Robert Ebert.
Although, one thing I'm surprised in your review, that you didn't find out, the special effects were done by Shinichi Wakasa.
Harry Knowles.
That's the one. Went on to do suits for Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, also, shout out to Godzilla for winning Best Visual Effects at the Oscars, finally. Fucking A.
Was that minus one?
Yes. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Bro.
It's not anywhere to see yet.
No, it's been and gone.
At the cinema?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Streaming. Okay. Yeah.
It was that they played it once only.
Yeah, that's fair.
film?
It's real good. Godzilla minus one. It's real fucking good, man.
Okay, I'll keep my eye out for
it. Yeah, universally, everyone's saying how fucking good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just won an Oscar. It's the cheapest.
That don't mean something.
It's the cheapest film. When I say cheapest, I don't mean like cheap, but it's the least expensive film of the last 30 years to have won a visual effects Oscar. Usually the visual effects Oscars go to like the fucking massive blockbuster crazy, you know, we've spent $80 billion on whatever. But yeah, Godzilla Minus One was like 14 million.
Okay. I mean, hold your excitement, because we've got upcoming Godzilla X Kong or Godzilla times Kong.
Equals lizard apes.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to equal a big old mess on the screen that you can't follow.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go and
watch it. Yeah, I'm going to love it.
Yeah, and I'm going to watch it in IMAX.
So. Well, from the trailers, it's going to be Kong and like all Kong's family with Godzilla against something.
Yeah, something else.
Oh, it was really funny when I went to see June. They had the trailer for that on. And you know when at the end of the Kong trailer where the little one comes on, there was a guy from behind me go, "How to ruin a franchise."
I mean, yes and no, because like, if you're a Godzilla fan, you have to put up with Manila, who was baby Godzilla. Yeah. And yeah, that was...
Hey, my baby Godzilla is Godzuki.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah.
I grew up in the 80s, mate.
I think it might have been pre-80s. I'm not looking it up. But it might have been pre-80s, Manila. Maybe. But it completely changes how Godzilla like is suddenly like just a parent looking after Manila, and then occasionally going, "Oh yeah, monster fights. All right, yeah, cool. Fuck off." Anyway, here's how to throw rocks.
Do you like murder? So do we. Crimes Like These is a UK-based true crime podcast with me, SJ, and my fellow co-hosts Paul and Sam. Here's a preview of what to expect.
Collectively labelled as a deviant sociopath.
That's so sinister.
Evil villain.
Yeah, just.
They always do, though, don't they? They always look normal.
No, not always. Jeffrey Dahmer didn't look normal.
Sorry, Jeffrey D. She's going to get defensive now. We need to watch out.
Check us out on Twitter at CrimesLike and Instagram at CrimesLikeThese. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, there's not a lot of information for this online, and I'm thinking it's probably because it's really difficult to sort of work out.
Yeah.
Like, so you got your standard group of people go to like the fucking...
Middle of nowhere,
yeah. Scary ass abandoned factory thing. And they get bumped off one by one, but not before just having sex in random places.
I was looking at it going, that place is filthy. How are you horny right now?
And at first she was like resisting, and I thought, oh, this is the scene Devon was talking about.
Yeah.
And I thought he said this was at the end of the film. And then no, she just gives in.
Yeah. So yeah, but we're like, why are you doing it there? Like
yeah, it's really odd.
I must admit, when you first see the factory and moving around, especially with that tower as well, did it remind you a bit of Hostel?
Yeah, a lot of it reminded me a bit
of
Hostel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Eli Roth wasn't inspired by this, I'd be surprised. Because almost the set looked identical.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if, because he's got a podcast, History of Horror.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if he's done it on there.
I really enjoyed the crossbow bit.
Oh, yeah, the fake out.
Mm. And then she's got the door, and then you're like, no!
Does anyone else just want to get to the end and talk about that?
I'm just padding. I'm padding it out.
Cause, yeah.
Because after the initial sort of, everyone dies really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's nothing happens for fucking ages.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Devon did tell us that. He did say it sort of drags a bit towards the end. But they're just walking around like pipes for ages.
Yeah, just like, talking about stuff.
Yeah, it's like the weird camera. I say where it's like a camera just pans down and corridor, then pans back, then pans back, then pans back, pans back.
It's got
does a scene.
It's got big male friend wants to tell female friend that he's in love with her energy. In that they're like, oh, let's go for a walk, and then he's desperately trying to be like, I'm two people. I'm the bad guy. But like every hint he's dropping, she's like, oh yeah, these pipes are fucking longer. And he's like, sometimes people aren't who they seem. Wink. You might need this gun to protect you because anyone could be the bad guy. And you're like, come on. No, you're a fucking journalist. The weird thing is,
like, I've got a an unusually high sense of self-preservation, right? Yeah.
Right.
If I saw that guy just creeping around that factory, I'd be like, I'm out. Yeah. I'm fucking out. Yeah. Why is this creepy guy just hanging around with a suit on?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've gone there to search for somebody who might have killed someone. Yeah.
And people random, are dying.
Yeah, even before that. Like, yep. She's wandering off her own. A random guy in the suit turns up really mysteriously.
Saying really cryptic, weird shit.
And she doesn't for a second think, oh, maybe that's the guy that sent the video.
Yeah.
Quite attractive though, so lighting matches off a wall and throwing it into dry grass.
Well, he may or may not be a porn star.
Fair.
I don't know, because Japanese porn is not good. I'm not racist, they blur the genitals.
They do blur the genitals, yeah. Not that I've known, like I've been told.
What's porn again, sorry?
It's when you take your goods to a shop and they buy them from you.
Oh, okay, like the...
And then they bang them and splurge all over them. Just spunking everywhere.
But yeah, like, even later on when, like, she wakes up on the roof, like, not what... You know, I didn't even think for a second, how did I get here? Chips over her mate's head and he's there. And, like, still doesn't think for a second that maybe this is the guy.
She's still like, ah, he's my friend. He's going to get me out of this mess.
Did you see what happened while I was passed out and teleported?
Yeah, and now my friend's head's just here.
Yeah.
It was crazy, dog.
Even later on when they're walking through that tunnel, he's like, go in front. I'm like, don't go in front of me, idiot! That's the problem I had with this film. Was like, at every step, she was just fucking stupid.
Fantastic hair, though.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Like.
Oh, you knew when she was getting serious when she tied it back.
Oh, yeah.
It's the universal sign of 80s getting ready to kick ass.
Yeah. And it's now the universal sign of either cleaning or a blowjob. Or Paul's wet dreams. The ability to tie his hair back.
I thought for a second, wait, is that my wet dream? Did I tell Dan I like it when that happened?
Is that why you're growing out your ear hair? Because you want a ponytail?
You want something to tie back?
No, man, I told you I'm desperate for dreadlocks.
Like, we can't talk. We always have our hair tied back.
I love it. I love my hair being tied back.
There's a reason you tie yours back.
There is. I now do the comb backwards, not comb over.
And I'm just waiting to see what John Cena does next.
You're done with Hitler.
That's a bold statement. You know what, guys? I'm done with Hitler, actually. Brilliant artist, philosopher.
I've given it some thought. I like him.
It's only because Dan can't grow the tash.
I could.
Prove it.
Eventually.
It would take a very long time.
Prove it. I want you to spend months on this.
Oh my God, how funny would that be? If next time we record, Dan comes down, he's got a Hitler.
Just a jacked Hitler. And we don't mention it. We don't mention it. I just make sure we take lots of pictures.
There is no way I can do like my job looking like Hitler. Like, turn on my webcam to do like a conference with a customer.
Just be like, no, it's a Charlie Chaplin. I'm bringing it back.
Like, just say, I identify as Hitler. They can't say shit.
That's true.
And they have to give you a raise.
Yeah, they have to be raised up to here.
I didn't.
Well, it is your right.
I no longer wish to participate in this conversation.
Just for the listeners, we do not support Hitler or anything that he did.
That is a joke.
Yeah. Well, his paintings were quite nice. if he'd have really focused on that, then I think he would have been calmer.
You know, if they'd let him in the art school, maybe nothing would have happened.
Exactly.
Everything would have turned out right.
Yeah, but they did. Oh. Wow. You know, it's like, we are all getting cancelled.
Do you know, like that? That was the issue with Pol Pot, is that his mum used to call him fat. And so, when he became like a political leader, he kept going away to this like French fat camp and losing a load of weight and then coming back. And every time he came back, he'd like be meaner and start being like...
As an Eton.
He's hungry.
You know, you're not you AF. When you're not you when you're hungry, Bob. Stop killing all those Cambodians, you big silly. Just have a Snickers, you knob end. But yeah, he used to come back angrier and then he'd stress eat, get fat, and then just repeat the cycle. And yeah, all because his mum called him fat. If his mum hadn't called Pol Pot fat, there might be not half a country dead.
Maybe.
No, if he hadn't gone off to fat camp.
Like, he would... So you're blaming... You of all people are blaming health.
No. I'm saying that his diet fluctuations that he kept causing himself, made him angry.
If she just let him get fat.
Exactly. If they just, left him to get diabetes and whatever, it'd have been fine.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to some weird shit.
Yes, fuck please. Yeah.
So fast forward for all the tunnel walking and fucking.
Yeah. And he goes, by the way, let me just get my makeup on. I'm the bad guy.
And she's like, oh.
Gasp.
Well, you're first, she don't see that. But first, you're like, oh, yeah, of course. Didn't see that coming. She first finds out when she finds a masked man talking to himself.
He's not talking to himself.
Well, she thinks he is. I thought he was.
He's with child.
First of all, I thought the corpse was talking.
So did I.
Yeah. And I was
then I thought it was a recording or something playing over the...
Because of the video she watched in that room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you're like, hold on, he's talking to himself? You're waiting for him to open up his chest and there'd be a second head.
You're waiting for an explanation. And what you get is more questions.
Yeah. More dialogue that leads nowhere.
Yeah, well, this is the exposition where he's basically telling you what's going on. So he's all, look, brother, you're too mean to kill. You love it too much. So therefore, I'm going to do it for
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to do the killing, actually.
But people are still getting killed. So might as well just let him do it.
Who loves it more, from the sounds of it?
Yeah, because, right, the brother's apparently the brother's the meaner one. He just goes, rah, kill. But this cunt turns it into an escape room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's having more fun?
At this point, we still think the brother is a voice, though.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him yet. You just see the masked, hooded man talking.
And that, again, it's not even a scary bad guy. The mask is, there's no...
No, it's just camo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and he's wearing a poncho.
And when he stands over the pit, with the guy in, he's like, "Ugh." And then he does this weird cloak thing.
Fuck yeah. Don't tell me that if you haven't got a long coat or have access to
every
a
every time.
Cape,
but
absolutely.
I don't generally stand over pits with my arms out whilst
yes,
I'm talking.
Yes, you do.
No, but when you are stood over a pit, you do stand like that. I've seen you.
No, I don't. But when I walk away, I do then lift my arms to go.
You do the swish.
Yeah, you've got to do the
stand
swish.
Standing over a pit with a man, chained man in the ball gag. Do that every night.
I'm just going to let that hang a little bit longer.
Just put loads of silence in. Yeah, just hang on, wait. Just
do the tumbleweed.
Although I did like the look of I did like the look of that room at the end with the four things and the way the wires were hanging down, looking like blood vessels.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, it's very Japanese. That I always think of tentacles.
Yeah.
Tentacles.
Yeah, the things are hanging down. They looked a bit like it reminded me a little bit of aliens. You know, where you got all the things hanging down.
That's how you make an octopus laugh.
Tentacles.
Well, tentacles. Speaking of
octopuses. And then so we get the reveal that Hideki, who's the brother.
Well, first of all, I thought, he's schizophrenic.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where I went with this.
Yeah.
First of all, he's schizophrenic. Okay. Oh, he's throwing him around the place. Oh, is he invisible? Is the brother invisible? Wrong. Nope.
You are incorrect.
Incorrect. So you still don't see the brother, and he's getting all... And she comes in and busts him, and she's like, oh my God, it's you all along. And he's like, yeah, didn't see that coming, did you? Then he takes his mask off, or he's got his war paint on for some fucking reason, because I'm sure he was planning on not showing his face, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's got to look nice.
It's just for him.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. He starts... saying, oh, yeah, no, shoot me. And she shoots.
Lots.
Well, no, just the once, through the heart, which he instructed her to do.
Yeah, and then we're like, well, I was thinking, is the invisible brother going to pick her up? And then the bullet hole starts smoking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even though I was like, what the... Yeah, literally, that's the what the fuck moment, isn't it? It's like... what's happening?
My what the fucks was way before then.
and then his chest starts bursting open and a fucking
fetus pops out.
Fucking manky old fetus.
Manky old fetus.
Didn't know where you was going with that,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I thought I just used cheers word.
Manky old thing.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, because up until that point, it is just the, sort of like a, think of a modern one, escape room, sort of
yeah,
hostel.
Yeah, like it was like a, one of those sort of body horror, gross out.
Well, not even body horror, it's just like a slasher.
Oh, it's not body horror,
yeah,
no, but...
Until that point, and then it becomes body horror.
Yeah, it's just your typical 80s like slasher.
Yeah, which I was down for.
Until it isn't.
Yeah, until it fucking isn't.
But it isn't a slasher, though. Like, none of them really die via knife.
No, a slasher doesn't mean die.
Well, one has a giant machete through the head, but...
Slasher's just a one killer character after a group of people. The deaths are not...
Yeah.
I assume when you say slasher, I assume it's something that...
It's just
the killer is the responsible for the death.
I know what you mean. It's just the term comes from, like, Halloween and Friday the 13th, things like that, when they did use knives.
To slash.
Slash and hack.
Well, yeah. When I was watching proper horror films...
Yeah. Oh my god! I went to see Imaginary last night. New Blumhouse one,
right?
And
it's fucking terrible.
Oh no,
man!
Is he losing his grip? Do you think
he's just a producer? He just gives them the money.
Yeah.
So they're always a bit hit and miss. Blumhouse films. They're either really good or fucking terrible, and this falls into the latter category.
Yeesh. That's all right. The next one should be a good one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and tentacles.
Intestines.
When the thing burst out of his chest and come out, and it was like a killer baby that talked. Yeah. It immediately made me think of that X-Files episode, Humbug.
Yes. Yeah.
Immediately made me think about that, and also a little bit Tetsuo because of the way the fucking blobby thing was.
Yeah, but to be honest, this reaction is about right for this film. It's just like what. It doesn't know what to say about it.
I got to emphasize, though, I did like it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that happened. I went, way! It was super exciting.
Did you have a dubbed version or an under subtitles?
Subtitles. I can't watch dubbed things.
All right.
Well. Oh, no, I had a fucking nightmare getting this film.
It's free on the Internet Archive.
I signed up to Shudder. It's not on that.
But
I tried to cancel Shudder, and I can't cancel Shudder because it won't let me go to cancel it.
It's fucking impossible.
Yeah.
You have to do it on a desktop.
Yeah, no, I tried to do it on my phone to try and go to it. It won't let me go to the area.
You can't
do it
on the phone. You have to do
it
on the
phone. Yeah, I had to do it on a desktop. Oh. When I got it for host, and then I was paying for about 4 months because I was like, oh, shit, this. Oh, fuck. And I kept forgetting. And then I eventually...
Not some bad content on there.
Sometimes. Like,
it's
pretty good. Really
it's where we got Blood Machines, right?
Did you watch Influencer?
Rings Bells.
That's really good. That's a Shudder horror film. I really like those sort of...
Is that what Airbnb almost like?
No, that's Superhost.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah. That
one. I love those sort of internet era horror films. Like Influence are really good. Whatever the one we just said is really good.
Superhost
is really good. That one where what's his name's driving around in that car with all the GoPros all over it and killing people.
Oh,
What?
He's live streaming it. Spree, that's really
yeah,
good.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Who's the guy in that?
Amazing. The guy from Stranger Things.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but my missus says I should.
Yeah, that's really good. Host's really good. Fucking, yeah, those genres really, really good, I think.
I recommended that to someone the other day. Can't remember who, but I did. Good chat, everyone. Speaking of good chat,
yeah, I think just get it watched. Get it watched? I'll have a go.
Oh, get it watched, I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm going to have a go.
Yeah, have a go.
Yeah,
well, I think that means get it watched.
What did you say?
Get it watched.
Get it watched.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it watched then.
I think it's another one of those much like Demons or
We should do that.
Chud.
I think I tried watching Chud the like a little while ago.
There's not enough Chud in Chud.
Get drunk at a party, watch it with your mates, have a laugh about it.
And just be prepared for a left turn on it.
Then a right turn, and then a long corridor.
Yeah,
then more pipes, vague dialogue.
They could have cut at least half an hour out this film.
Lots of still scenes, like where the camera doesn't move and there's just wind blowing.
Yeah.
Which can be used effectively. They use that a lot in Infolio.
As I said, I think it just got lost in translation, some of the film. So.
No, that's a different film, mate.
Yeah, I think it's just wacky. Like, all Japanese horror films are a bit... Well, not the modern ones, but if you think about, like, Tetsuo...
What was it? They were saying like, you're a kite with a broken string or something, like, on the video message. I quite like that.
Yeah.
I think Robson, like, can't keep him under control.
I enjoyed that whole scene, actually, because you got a bit of backstory.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when it was providing information, it was good, but there was so much padding and shit, like, either side of it, or, like...
Oh, you mean like Night Swim?
that wasn't a bad film.
Just don't go in the pool.
But twice is the meanness.
That's the part I didn't like about it. All the dumbass ways they were trying to get people to fucking swim pool and not tying up loose ends, and not killing people they should have killed. Imaginary horror film with no deaths.
That's okay. It can have no deaths.
No, you can't.
Wow. Don't call me that.
Name me a good horror film with no deaths in it. Can't, can you?
I mean, that's quite asking a lot. Even think of a horror film with no deaths in it.
I'm sure there probably are.
Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah. All right, Poltergeist, pretty good, yeah.
Nailed it.
Although, is that a horror film?
Yes.
Or is that just a Steven Spielberg film that they said Toby Hooper directed?
It's not Spielberg.
Technically Wishmaster.
Yeah. Technically April Fool's Day. That's so annoying, that film.
Never seen it.
Yeah, you have. We watched it at Size
Happy
House.
Death Day. Does that have death in it?
Yeah, but that's time travel, so that don't really count.
Yeah, I know.
So those were our opinions.
On loads of things.
But if you want to grab your revolver that's only got slots for 6 bullets but can just shoot as many times as you like.
Yeah.
And pop into the... comment nightmare that is the Amazon jungle.
Days to come. Say, will you be my daddy?
Hang on.
Say straw hat.
Mugiwara. Where is the toilet, please?
Average day at an anime studio, 8 out of 10.
What's that got to do with the film?
I don't know.
What he did that day?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, why are they always so long?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find ones.
I've got one here.
For when you want to watch every horror movie but only have 100 minutes.
That's actually quite
that's actually fair. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Watashi no papa ni natte kokero? Will you be my daddy?
I can feel the whole of Japan rearming.
Rearming. No, there's just three. There's three little girls stood on the side of the ocean, singing a lovely song, and Mothra comes. That's how it works.
What kind of porn are you watching?
No, that's the thing. That's how they summon Mothra.
Like that.
Oh my god.
I watched that.
There's literally nowhere you can turn at a convention where someone isn't doing that. I want to kill everybody there.
Right, here we go. Joanne says, atrocious. I watched this hoping it would be a fun, trashy horror film, but no, it was just trashy.
It's definitely a horror film.
It was so bad it made me laugh a few times, but that's not the same thing as an entertaining film.
It's in no way bad. No way bad.
She then goes on a fucking... She then tells us the plot for whatever fucking reason. There are two twists. One you can see coming a mile away and the other you can't because it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sorry to the people who liked it, but I really couldn't recommend this film. It has decent gore effects, but the acting is terrible. What? And the plot is ridiculous.
It really doesn't have decent gore effects.
It really doesn't. Shut the fuck up. I'm listening to track 7 of the Evil Dead Trap official soundtrack. I only read the start of this one. Actually, what happens when you mix Basket Case, Videodrome, and pair it with the camera from Evil Dead? Actually, that's a fair review.
Rick says, I was disappointed. It was just a slasher movie, a genre I don't care for. I thought it was a horror film. It was, Rick. So Rick turned off before the end.
Yeah. Vicious movie. Ending was overlong, but otherwise good. Okay.
There's so many of those reviews where people say, oh, this film's shit. I only watched 10 minutes. How the fuck do you know that?
You can't review a film based on 10
worst
minutes.
Movie, 10 minutes. Worst movie ever. I turned it off after 30 seconds.
All right. Fucking loser.
Evil Eye TV. The camera has a mind of its own.
Okay.
It was a bit vibratey sometimes.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Cool. So, recommendations?
I've got a bit of one.
Go on then.
So, my compadre at work was off today, so I had to serve people at the till.
Ugh.
I fucking hate doing it. But it does enable me to sit at the till all day and read.
Right.
So I read Carrie today, the whole thing.
Wow.
And it's fucking brilliant.
Okay.
And he's right. She is so much more brutal in the book. There's so much like little details, like where she's locked people in like the gymnasium. She lets the door open a little bit so they can get their fingers out and then slams the door shut, ooh, cutting their fingers off. And after she sets lights at the gymnasium, she goes outside the school and destroys all the fire hydrants so they can't put the fire out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fucking savage.
And you did that in a day?
Yeah, it's a short book. It's like 200 and same pages.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and I had 8 hours to read
it. I read the same line like 15 fucking times. I hate reading.
Fair. Dan, any recommendations? Apart from not reading?
Oh, damn it.
Do not read.
Just do gym.
Under any circumstances, there's a button on your phone that will read words out to you.
Audiobooks.
I listen to audiobooks too.
I haven't. I can't. I've been watching Rick and Morty. Just redoing that. I don't think I watched the last season.
Do you watch Lower Decks?
Yes. Yeah. It's good.
It's fucking brilliant. Yeah, I love it.
And they did the crossover. Where did they cross over?
Deep Space Nine. I did the Deep Space Nine one. Riker's been on it a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they did a full crossover episode. With it's not Discovery. It's whatever. Strange New World.
Strange New World. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't watched Strange New World yet.
Oh,
that's
my
fucking
God.
Brilliant.
It's the best new Star Trek.
Really?
Without a question
hands
of
down.
Doubt.
Stratospheres ahead of everything.
So I watched all the Discovery that was on Netflix, and then when it swapped over, I was like, well, I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, same as.
Yeah.
I want them to bring back the fucking Orville. Orville was great.
I watched the first couple of seasons of that. That was really good.
Orville was
so
fucking good. By the third season, it's not really a comedy anymore.
No.
It's just a brilliant sci-fi
show. It's just more Star Trek.
Yeah, it is a brilliant sci-fi show.
Yeah.
Well, okay, my recommendation is Strange New Worlds.
Yeah. I've got an Instagram page. It's a guy called Kilmaru, Kilmaru.
An Instagram page?
I thought you were just going to... Give me your own Instagram.
No. This guy is...
it's called Rope Daddy Cheer.
You'll like this. Basically, right. Hang on. Fuck it. It's the videos. He's using AI to like empty out cities and boats. And it's just him walking around. He's like, I've woken up in a... It's not vocal. It's just the ambient noise. Mm-hmm. And he just has words underneath. He's like, oh, I've woken up in this town. There's nobody here. Why am I here? Why is the food not rotting?
What's it called?
Kilmaru. Kilmaru. And yeah, it's just... He's got a YouTube with longer videos, but there's one, the bits where he's on the boat is brilliant, and it's just him, oh, I'm on this boat, and then suddenly like the siren's going off, and it's just, all it is just, you read the words.
Okay.
It's, honestly, it's more, I can't describe it as good as it is, if you know what I mean. But
it kind of looks like 28 Days Later, kind of.
Yeah. But yeah, if you just watch the bit on the boats, it's like, oh, day one, then it's day two, then it's day three.
Right, Now you're going to make me recommend something I wasn't going to recommend. I'm going to take two. I'm sorry. I know you hate it when I do that, but it's because of you. So I'm going to recommend an Instagram page, which is called Scenic Pisses. Right? It is fucking incredible. It is just beautiful vistas while a man's having a piss, and it's fucking brilliant. So,
yeah, I just caught one of the videos the other day.
There we go. He's having a wee. And it's beautiful. There is one of him skydiving. He's like, yeah. And it's fucking amazing. But he's also just ripping a piss. That's fucking great. That's content. I love that. It's got a million followers.
That's better than what Steve-O did.
What did Steve-O do?
Did a tandem parachute jump and had a wank.
Oh my God.
And the stunt was that he ejaculated while falling out.
Fair.
I just felt sorry for the guy strapped to his back.
He's like, pull the cord. I am.
It's stuck to my hand.
Okay, so what I was actually going to recommend, and this, maybe, I hope this will matter to you guys, but we lost a fucking legend last week. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, and fucking everything to do with anime, passed away. Totally fucking random. Just had a stroke. Out of fucking nowhere. And yeah, so my recommendation is just watch fucking anything that Akira Toriyama had anything to do with Chrono Trigger, fucking anything from Breath of Fire? No, it's the other one, Dragon Quest. There's a bunch of stuff he did for Dragon Quest. Obviously, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Super, fucking any of the movies. Just anything he touched, get involved with, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think anime would have taken the fucking hold it has on the West. So, yeah. Thank you, Akira Toriyama. Fucking legend.
Leg end.
Mm-hmm. Right, time to pick a film. Unless you've got a recommendation. Did you do a recommendation?
Yeah.
Oh, Reed Carey. Yes, yeah, of course. Right, here we go.
Please be good.
Come on, possum.
Oh, it'll be possum.
Yeah, I hadn't swapped them back yet.
Right, let's have a look. It is.
Is it fucking possum?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it another one of yours? Fuck's sake.
It is another one of mine.
What is it?
Shed 17.
You put that off for fucking...
I know I did.
Is that actually a film? I thought it was a YouTube thing.
It's feature length.
What's feature length?
60 minutes. 70 minutes where you will discuss this.
Okay, well, we're going to watch it. And sorry, or you're welcome. Hey, it'll be something to talk about. Shed 17.
Sounds like a band.
I'll send it to you. It's on YouTube. There is a second one, but we're just going to watch. We'll watch the remastered version because the original's got a bit ropey. But I'll send it to you. It's fine. Cool. So next, fucking, I'm so sorry.
I'm checking all the rest. Of this.
It's all Shed 17. No, that's so funny. Yeah, I did sack it off.
Can someone else have a fucking pick? Jesus Christ.
Well, it's cool. It gets rid of all my picks, doesn't it? Then we're gonna have years of good.
Put it down there. I'm picking next time.
Okay, that's fine. Dan gets to pick next time.
I'm picking.
Old Ricky Stanicky himself gets to pick.
I can't get my wrist in there anymore. Need a bigger jar.
It's worth watching that.
Ricky Stanicky.
Yeah, it's good.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tape was not worth it. Shed 17.
Oh my god.
Sorry, lads.
You just said that yourself.
Yeah. No. I really enjoy it, but like I don't know whether you guys will. Okay, and so until next time.
I'm not.
The real horror is me being about to lose about a third of my friendship group.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
This will be Mike's last episode.
Yes, good.
So,
from now on, we're going to make him phone it in. He's not allowed any choices.
Okay, so until next time, he's been Paul.
He's been Dan.
He's been Cheer.
And he's been Mike.
Bye.
See you.
Say bye.
Sayonara. Hello, you beautiful little chocolate hams. It is the one and only Mike here, from the After Horror podcast. I would really bloody like it if you wrote a little review on iTunes or anywhere where you could write a review.
Wait, this is going on the end of every podcast and this is what you've chosen to do.
Yeah. Can I continue?
Yeah.
You can write it on the side of a bathroom wall if you wanted to, just wherever people will read it. And on that note, you could tell your friends. All 5 of your friends will probably want to hear the wonderful stylings of 4 idiots as they watch horror films and do their best to talk about it, but mostly get sidetracked. You could also go on our social medias at @AfterHorrorPodcast or on Twitter @AfterHorror. And if you're feeling particularly hunty, you could go to our email @afterhorrorpod@outlook.com. See you later, and keep wearing that sweater. It's really working for you.
There you go.
20 sec weird. Sometimes I do that, but I do it.
Now look at your jaw.
This is weird, right? So if I do that,
yeah,
I can make my ear hairs tickle the inside of my ear. And I love it.
The Turkish barber gets rid of my ear hairs.
And I love it.
I keep mine, you know, well, for the most part.
You keep it tight for your wife, your ear hairs.
Now she likes it. She hangs on them. She's like,
when he's been pegged.
It was International Women's Day recently.